Director Ava DuVernay demands resistance against Trump. Silence is no longer an option. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 3, 2020. Ava DuVernay, director of Warner Brothers' The New Gods and Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, demanded that people resist, protest, and organize against President Donald Trump or else they're part of the problem. If you're not resisting, protesting, organizing or speaking against this filth that Trump demands, you are part of it, said Ava DuVernay on Wednesday in the wake of the police-involved death of George Floyd. It's really simple. Speak up. Silence is no longer an option. DuVernay deleted the tweet. DuVernay was responding to a tweet that claimed President Trump has ordered this assault on civilians. But this is fallacy. There was no assault on citizens by the military. And certainly not one ordered by the president. As Breitbart News' Joel Pollack reports, Lafayette Park was cleared by the U.S. Park Police, which was falsely accused of using tear gas to disperse protesters. The park police said Tuesday that they cleared the police because some of the protesters began throwing projectiles including bricks, frozen water bottles and caustic liquids. Included in DuVernay's tweet was a video montage of clips with commentary from President Trump dubbed in, where the president remarks about how demonstrations were mostly peaceful in Washington, D.C., and Minneapolis after the National Guard dominated the streets. D.C. had no problems last night. Many arrests, wrote Trump on Tuesday morning. Great job done by all. Overwhelming force. Domination. Likewise, Minneapolis was great, thank you President Trump. But the president made these comments after a week of looting and riots ensued as the police department struggled to keep order, particularly in New York and New York City. In response to this carnage, the president took to Twitter on Tuesday to criticize New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for refusing to bring in National Guard troops to defend the city. Yesterday was a bad day for the Cuomo brothers, wrote Trump, referring to the New York governor and his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. New York was lost to the looters, thugs, radical left, and all others forms of lowlife and scum. The governor refuses to accept my offer of a dominating National Guard, the president added. NYC was ripped to pieces. Likewise, Frito's ratings are down 50%. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.